second here. We thank you for your patience this morning. As we know, we had a little Zoom hiccup at the start of the day, as IT security issues are always a fun surprise on a Friday morning. But we will be joined just momentarily here by Coach Inglesby, Kevon Riley, on this Friday morning, a exciting kickoff to the season here. And Martin, just talk about, preparations for the season here and these last couple of weeks, just really what the focus has been.
I mean, it's been a good couple weeks of practice. We didn't officially start till the end of September, but obviously we've had this group together since mid-June. We added seven new faces with five transfers and two incoming freshmen. We were fortunate to scrimmage at Temple last Saturday, so it was great to be able to play against somebody else. Some things we did well, some things we got to get better at. So I think our guys have been pretty committed. They're working hard, some highly competitive practices, and we're ready to continue to build.
All right, we thank those who have their hands raised. Just a reminder that if you have any questions this morning, to use the hand raise feature and we will get to you. And we're going to go to Andy Walter. Andy.
Good morning. How are you?
Andy, how you doing?
All right. Hey, on paper, this is a new look team. Maybe no real standouts that people already know about and are all conference and that kind of thing. Is that okay right now? I'm sure you have a different view of what's been going on and who your leaders are going to be.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a work in progress. I mean, I think we have a lot of really good players, and we're trying to get them up to speed on how we do things and how we play as quickly as possible. I think the great thing for us, you have a Niles Lane and a Kevon Riley who have been in our program for a couple of years, who have been big parts of it. They've done a great job of kind of welcoming these new faces and leading and showing them how we do things. But I think I have a team that, you have six or seven guys that could lead us in scoring on any given night. And that really excites me. It's not a one or two headed monster that's trying to get 20 to 25 a night. I think we have a great versatility, on both ends of the floor, and, guys are starting to gel, and we know we're going to continue to, have to get better and make some adjustments, but I like the pieces and how they kind of mesh together so far.
Yeah, I mean, maybe the same question for Kayvon. It's a little bit different look for this team, but are you guys excited about the potential here?
We're really excited. I think similar to what Coach said, we just got a lot of different guys, and I mean, we're still learning how to play with each other, but I think everyone kind of is bought into what we have going on, and everyone just wants to win a championship.
Thanks.
Bryce.
Hey, Coach, how are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Good to see you again. Like you're saying, seven new faces in the program, four rotational pieces. Leaving from the program last season, but the new pieces coming in: John Canton, Eric Timko, Trent Middleton, Tyron Allen, all shooting efficiency at their previous stops over 40% from three. How will the offensive identity change from last season into this season?
Yeah, I mean, we're trying to play faster. I think everybody says that, but we're going to play to win. So each night will be different. But that was a little bit of our Achilles heel last year. We didn't have enough firepower from the 3-point line. Obviously, Kevin shot the ball very well, but maybe didn't have as many guys that were comfortable shooting it from the 3-point line. So we went into the portal. Our target was, to get great culture kids, great fits for us and how we do things, but also more guys that can make shots. Makes me look like a lot better coach when the ball is going through the net. And a lot of times last year, we were struggling to get into the high 60s, and it was because we were only averaging maybe four or five made 3-point shots a game. So getting a John Camden, getting an Eric Timko, Taron Allen, Trent Middleton, all of these guys are high-level 3-point shooters. So I'm hopeful that, we have a little more efficiency on the offensive end and can put more points on the board.
And Gabe Moss, obviously, I'm fortunate that in the first 2 years coming to Delaware, how is he doing in preseason? Is he expected to be ready for the start of season? And overall in the front court, how's the health and the look going to be in the front court this year?
Yeah, I mean, he's coming along. Obviously, it was a big loss for us not having him the last 2 years, but he's healthy. His rehab has gone well, and he's been in practice every day. He played in the scrimmage against Temple this past weekend. So just getting him comfortable on the court, his role, defining that for him. Obviously, he's a 6'8 athletic forward that can rebound, can finish around the rim. We're going to need him to be a presence on the defensive backboard for us. But knock on wood, his health is where it needs to be, and I expect him to be available in a couple of weeks to start the season.
And quick one more for Kavin. How was the offseason for you? What parts of your game did you focus on improving heading into year three in a presumed leadership position now within the program?
Yeah, so my off season was really good. I kind of every off season, I don't really think about one little thing to work on. I think my overall game, I've been trying to improve. I know this year, I know I'm gonna have to lead a little more. So I've been just trying to be more vocal on defense and kind of just doing whatever I can to help the team win. I think just answering questions from all the freshmen, just helping, just whoever I can, and just being more of a leader this year.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you, Bryce. Brian.
Martin, good morning.
Good morning.
You had a good rebounding team last season, especially on the defensive end, but you've lost two of the better rebounders in the country, or certainly at this level. Who do you see filling that gap, and how much of a concern is that for you going into the season?
It's going to be by committee. Obviously, losing a Jair Davis and a Christian Ray, guys that were around the ball, kind of double-double guys every night. It's going to have to be everybody on the floor. And, there's going to be lineups where we play a little smaller. And then there's going to be lineups where maybe we do have two big guys out there. I mean, we're really excited about the junior college kid that we got, Kevin Kogbara, who's a 6'8 physical presence around the basket. We got John Camden. We got Gabe Moss, we got Makan Emery. So, it's just going to be, we got to be disciplined. We got to be tough around the basket. I do think last year's team was maybe the best defensive team that we had since I've been here, just from a numbers standpoint. But this team's going to be a work in progress there. And, but I do think, we're going to be able to put some points on the board, have firepower there. So maybe got to be able to change it up too. We played all man to man last year. Maybe got to be able to give some teams some different looks and rotate into a zone at times when we're a little smaller. But again, it's just going to take effort and an attitude there that we got to limit teams to one shot.
Do you have guys that you feel like can grab a defensive rebound and get some of that transition you're looking for to get to pick up the pace a little bit on offense?
Yeah, and I think what excites me too is our forwards have the versatility to be able to like lead the break. That if we can secure a defensive rebound, right? Kevin, a Teron Allen, a Niles Lane, even John Camden, we're giving those guys the green light to push the ball in transition. And we got a Kevin Riley, Eric Timko, Trent Middleton, these guys that are running the floor that are trying to get out in transition. So we've emphasized that. Again, the most important thing is limiting teams to one shot on that end of the floor. But I'm hopeful that if we get a stop, that we're able to get out and really spread the floor and open up some things on with our spacing and our ability to stretch the floor from the 3-point line.
Thanks.
Yep.
Jerry.
Hey, Martin. What are some of the challenges of kind of having a foot in two different worlds as you guys get ready to go to Conference USA?
Honestly, I mean, we kept our blind. We're excited about the opportunity, obviously, to join Conference USA next year. We're glad the league changed the rule that we can compete for a championship. So our focus has always been on, winning a regular season title and getting to the NCAA tournament. That's not going to change. We don't really deal with the stuff on the periphery now. It's all about how this team can get better and grow and win each day. So obviously, when an announcement came out in this summer or spring, whenever we announced it, there was a lot of fanfare about that. But again, CA has been great partners for us. We're excited about this last year with the league and minus the schedule they gave us, but that's another story. But anyway, we're focusing on, just trying to have the best season we can.
Thank you.
Martin, Kevin, thank you for joining us this morning. I'm going to move along to our next coach here, but wishing you guys the best of luck as you start your season.
All right. Thanks, Miles.